a weekend to evaluate is kind of how I know you looked at it going in. Now that it's over, what did you think?
I think we got better as the game went on. I think today, regardless of the score, was the players were more in sync, getting to know each other. There's quite a few changes from what they used to know or what they're used to do on the ice to what we expect. And it got better. We had 44 shots today. Connor at 9 himself. Little things that make a difference at the pro level. One play, the puck is in the back of your net or you're scoring a goal. So little details like that. But overall, I think we got better in the... We wanted to introduce the players what it takes to play at that level. And I think for them to go to the big camp, the Jets camp now, they know the language we're talking about. They know a bit more about what is expected. So it's, to me, regardless, again, of the scores, we got better. And it's I could understand as a coach how the game went. The first game was a lot of confusion. Second game was a bit better. And today was, for sure, was better.
You touched on what Kyle was able to kind of catch your eye on now. As he moves forward into Friday, what's this week going to be like for him? And kind of what would your message be as he looks forward to getting out there with the big guys for the first time?
Yeah, well, he's got speed. And then we're looking for speed. There's a reason why he got drafted, where he got drafted. And there's a reason why he was a good player last year. Just to show some confidence, bring that to the main camp, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a guy that can move quick, can be on the puck, create offense. We don't want to slow him down there. So just be confident, learn from the veterans, and we want to see what you can bring to the table. What you've been doing in the past, that's why we drafted you, and that's what we want to see.
Impressed you most about Jack Roslovic over the course of these 4 days, Pascal?
I think he's got a pretty good vision on the ice. He can see his line mates. He's got an offensive mind, that's for sure. So, but what I was impressed with was his ability to log minutes. Coming back to the bench, he's in pretty good shape. So that was for a young man like him. To be able to log those minutes is pretty impressive.
Are you worried, Pascal, at all about the effect losing might have on these guys, or is it just something they can easily forget about?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. It's not. Again, it's a team game. We want to win when we play hockey games. That's for sure. But the focus is really not on the final result. It's really to give them an opportunity to play at that level, to wear the jersey. That's a privilege, and to get ready for the main camp.
What do you think of your goaltending this weekend? Really our first look at both Phillips and Bird, and just a thought on the efforts and what you saw out of those guys, because kind of for the first time in a long time, this organization's got some depth in goal here.
Yeah, very interesting. Those two guys were pretty good. Bird and today, we didn't know him. I didn't, myself. His ability to move the puck, and that's an asset. And he's intense. He's aggressive in the net, and we like that. He's got good potential. And then the two guys were pretty good this week, for sure. And those two guys have potential that we like. Yeah.
With Paul being gone at the World Cup, will you be running camp, or what? How are you guys going to do that with all the coaching staff?
I guess we'll have a good conversation, and that's. We've prepared all summer for that, that it could happen. So I think Jamie, Charlie will be running the camp, and I'll be there to support. But it's the Jet staff will be running the camp.
Excited about the upcoming week now that it's finally here to kind of see how things will start to play out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an exciting time, and I really like our prospects. I like our team. There's going to be some good battles at the Jets camp. It's going to be a good camp. It's everything that is going on right now to me is very positive. So it's exciting, and I think the fans will enjoy the camp and then the season.